Good morning. My name is Jeff Irving, and this is my family. This is Rachel, and my daughter Najoni, and my daughter McKenna, and Elias is back in the nursery. McKenna wants to say something real quick about what she got to do at camp this summer.
I got to shovel horse manure and teach the campers the books of the Bible.
All right, go ahead. Yes, you did hear that correctly. They shoveled horse manure. They shoveled a lot of horse manure. That's one of the ministries that they are involved in. So, we are here today. We were here about a year and a half ago when we first got started on this journey that God has called us to working at Broken Arrow Bible Ranch. Martha Thomas is my aunt. She and my dad are brother and sister, whether they like it or not. my grandparents are Bill and Mildred Irving, who many of you know. They attended this church for a while, and this church supported them for a while. And they're kind of how I got started on this. Go ahead and go to the next slide. They were missionaries out here to the Navajo, and that kind of put a love for me in my heart for missions and a love in my heart for missions to Native Americans, particularly Navajos. I spent a lot of time at Navajo churches growing up. But then I didn't really feel that I was called necessarily to that ministry. But God used some tragedies in our lives through a house fire and the death of our son at 4.5 months old to really call us into full-time ministry at the camp at Broken Arrow Bible Ranch. I'm going to be the maintenance man there at the camp. I'm going to be overseeing the maintenance and construction of projects and upkeep, running work teams, things along those lines. So that's really going to be my job. And Rachel and the kids are going to fill in wherever needed. Right now, horses is a good ministry for them to be involved in. It's something they can do together as a family. Sometimes the girls know if they work real hard, sometimes they get to ride even. So that's always a lot of fun, too. Go ahead and go to the next slide there. This past summer at camp, we had over 1,000 campers. It's the first time Broken Arrow Bible Ranch has ever had over 1,000 campers. We had 1,019 campers. Of those, we had 87 who put their trust in Christ for the first time. We had 87 who got assurance of their salvation. They had made decisions in the past, and they just wanted to be assured that's an eternal decision. And then 53 dedications, 53 individuals who decided they want to follow Christ. They want to dedicate their life to Christ. They want to take the next step after just accepting Christ. So 53 dedications. We also had a camper this year. She was the daughter of a medicine man. And we really saw the spiritual battle and the spiritual warfare that was going on with there and the struggle that she had in her life between the truth of the gospel of God, of Christ, and the darkness that she was involved in at home and that her parents were involved in. So it was really exciting to see God work in that. We don't know if she made a decision for Christ. We don't know what the end result of the week was, but we do know that she heard the truth. We do know that she saw the light. So it was a good opportunity, and we like to say that camp is really an opportunity to bring these kids in and share the light and the love of Christ in these kids' lives. And that's really what happened that week, and we could see it in the life of that one individual. Go ahead and go to the next slide. So again, click it two more times there. Again, this is kind of what our kids did this summer, Rachel and the kids. I'm still working full-time at the county, so I'm not able to be there full-time. I just kind of fill in when I can, show up when I can. I was able a couple of nights this year during chapel when they had a lot of kids stay back to talk to counselors and stuff, and they didn't quite have enough staff to talk to everybody. Rachel and I did have an opportunity to talk and pray with a couple of the youth. So that was real exciting to be a part of that this summer as well because we did have such a big camp. But Rachel's involved with the horse ministry there, and not only shoveling the horse manure and occasionally riding, but Rachel was also able to kind of pour into their lives a little bit this summer as well, and bring some refreshments, some treats to the staff there working at the horses, because that's a hot, dusty job working at the horses. So it was an opportunity for her to encourage them and help them. So go ahead and go to the next slide. So we are currently at a little over 50%, about 60% of our support. This is kind of how we got there. A lot of trips, a lot of talking to churches, a lot of talking to individuals and sharing with individuals about who we are, what we're doing, and what God's doing through this ministry of Broken Arrow Bible Ranch down south of Gallup. Currently, I'm working my full-time job, so we've just kind of been kind of doing this on the weekends, doing this as we could, as I had vacation time. But I'm going to quit that job here coming up in January and go full-time, and we're going to take a longer trip and try to get some more churches out there that are a little further away that I'm not able to do when I'm working full-time, and really bring in the rest of our support that we need to bring in, and then be working at the camp full-time next summer. So this is kind of how we got there. You can see we've talked to a lot of people. We've shared with a lot of individuals and a lot of churches about who we are and what we're doing. Go ahead and go to the next slide. And this is kind of the road ahead. This is what we're looking at coming up. Again, a lot of miles on the road, a lot of traveling. But we are praying that God will provide what we need and that we'll get the last pieces of our support together so we can be at the camp full time this summer. Next weekend, we don't really have anything. We're going to be in Redding, California, Colorado Springs, Vegeta, New Mexico, down the road down here. On December 1st, we are having a commissioning service at Grace Bible Church in Gallup. Any of you who want to be a part of that, any of you who want to come see us be commissioned as missionaries, we would invite you, extend the invitation to come out and join us that Sunday morning. Church is at 10:30 on Sunday morning there at Grace Bible Church in Gallup. So come out and join us. We're excited. We're excited about this opportunity to be commissioned as missionaries to go not very far from home and serve God. We'll be in Mesa, Arizona, and then in December we leave for Illinois. We're going to spend Christmas with Rachel's family in Illinois, and then start from there with some churches that we have with contacts in Illinois and Iowa, go on to New Jersey and Delaware and Pennsylvania. We'll be back out west in the end of March in Greeley, Colorado, Southern California, and then on up the coast into the Pacific Northwest. The plan is to be home the month of May to rest from all that traveling and get ready for camp, and then be at the camp full-time next summer. So we covet your prayers for all the traveling we will be doing and all of the churches where we will be sharing and reaching out, and that we can get those last pieces of our support coming together and put into place. That will pray for us as we transition to being at the camp full-time. It's going to be a big transition next year. Again, we're also always looking for people that want to be part of this ministry. We're always looking for financial support. We're also looking for a lot of prayer support. Without the prayer support, it's just a job. So we're looking for people that want to come alongside of us and pray for us and pray with us. We do have a table set up out there if you want to sign up for our mailing list. If you're not already, I know several of you in here are already on our mailing list. But if you are not, we have a sign up out there. Again, we're always looking for even just volunteers that want to come out and help at the camp. Young people who want to come out as wranglers and counselors, or volunteers who want to come out and help in the kitchen or on maintenance or in other areas as well. So, again, we want to thank you for the opportunity to come update you guys and share with you guys about where we are and what's going on. And it's exciting right now as we're looking at this next step that God is calling us to do and a real leap of faith in that. So thank you very much.